Okay, one parak Bava Hilchos Reseach Shmirat Nefesh. The Rambam is going to go into further halachas regarding the accidental killer, and this parak is going to primarily focus on who's defined actually as a horeg b'shgagah. So it says halacha aleph shel shehema horegin b'lo kavana. There are three categories of people who kill accidentally or unintentionally. Yesh horeg b'shgagah v'alama gemura. Right. So one of them is what they call it, a person who kills unintentionally without knowing. V'zeo shenamar bo. That's what the Torah means. The dinosh, and basically halacha is that he should go ahead and be able to go to a city of refuge and be saved there. Halacha base, okay, which means halacha alav together. Now there's certain situations where a person kills accidentally, but it's very, very similar to actions that are beyond his control. And for instance, what they call a case where like a person's death came about through something extraordinary. That doesn't normally happen. The in such a case, he is exempt from exile. However, if he does kill, he's able to be killed. If he does accidentally kill a guy that's karav ones, he's able to be killed by the goldam. There are also cases where a person kills accidentally, but it's very, very similar to purposeful killing. This is like basically very, very gross negligence. Or Nizar, or he's supposed to be careful and he wasn't. This guy does not get exiled. Avono because his sin is very string, very strong. So exile will not help him, will not atone for him. Kolotos also, and the Irmeka doesn't save him. Kolotos because the city of refuge only helps those who actually are technically obligated in being exiled. Therefore, he must go down with Makom, the Hargo. That's why the Goldam finds him any place and kills him. Pater, he is exempt from any punishment. Right. So, what is this person? What do you call it? What is he supposed to do? Yeshiv. So, this person who was Karbo Mazid, he basically has to protect himself from the Goldam. Any situation where what do you call it? Somebody murdered someone else, let's say with only one witness or without being warned, like a technical issue. If the Goldam kills them, in lehem damim, there is no what do you call punishment for the Goldam. Loya elu chamur and because this can't be more stringent than someone who kills someone else without intent. So what does that mean? Halacha about Ketzad. Hazorik, let's say I throw a stone into the public domain and it kills somebody. Or a sosar kaslo or I knock down my wall into a public domain, it falls a rock falls off of it and kills somebody. Bain shasosh beyond bain shasosh lila. Doesn't matter if I destroyed it during the day or night. Or is a karav lemezid that's close to considered an intentional killing. The eno nikla, he doesn't get gullus, because it's negligence. He because he really should have checked and then thrown the rock or knocked down the wall. Al-Ghazayim. Now, sister the Ashba, let's say a person tears down the wall into the garbage at night. If a lot of people are found there. Or is a karav lemezid, better nikla. This is considered close to being an intentional killing, and therefore he does not get to go into exile. The main Rabban Suyam ba klal, but let's say it's not a place, what do you call it? People never really found in that area. Harizakarbonis, that's considered something that's out of, so to speak, a killing that's close to being out of his control. Upatamina and therefore he's exempt from exile. Let's say the garbage dump is being used for people to use at night. Yom, but not during the day. Adam and a person went over there and he sat there, Evan and then the rock fell on him during destroying the wall. Umaysni dies, Sarizagola. The person who was responsible goes gets gullus. Let's say after the stone fell, this guy came along and fell, and then another rock fell, Umaysin died, then Ariza Patuminagulus, the guy who knocked down the wall, so to speak, would be exempt from exile. Eben. So too, if the person throws a stone, miado. And let's say after what do you call it, the stone left his hand, the other guy stuck his head out the window, right? And then what do you call it? He gets hit by the rock and dies. Pater minagolos, the guy who threw his putter from exile, matza esrehu, as the Torah says, matza esrehu, pratlam mamsi atzma. So again, it has to be a situation where the person can't put himself into a situation that promotes, so to speak, his being killed. Now, if somebody hates someone else, let's say Reuben hates Shimon and then ends up killing him, he doesn't get Ir Mikla. Because the Torah says he can't be his enemy. So we assume in an accidental killing like this, It's really very similar to purposeful killing. Now, what's considered someone hating someone else? Let's say Reuben doesn't talk to Shimon for 3 days because of some hatred. So too, let's say a person goes into an intersection and he's got a knife and he's holding the knife out and he walks and he kills someone as a result of that accidentally. Or what do you call it? He kills someone using his body, not his hands. Or his intention was to throw it two amos, let's say through four. Let's say he thought that's permitted to kill someone. Ocean is gavin harogazev. Let's say his intent was to kill Reuven, but he killed Shimon. I feel in his gavin harogoy or behemah of an imso Yisrael, even if his intention was to kill a non-Jew or an animal, and they're killing a Jew, harogay kol eluk krov and amazin. All these situations are considered accidental, close to purpose, and therefore bein neglata, and therefore they don't get the privilege or the halachic rights to use ir mikvah. Let's say a person enters into someone else's court. Reuben goes into Shimon's courtyard without Reuben's permission. The Hargo Balabais Bishtaga, and Reuben kills Shimon without accidentally. Patrim Nicholas, he doesn't get Gullah. Shinemar, Shareboshra, he'll be Yar. Right? Mayar, which means the forest. Mayar, Sheshoshosh, Narag, the Sham, Athol, Yotzibzet. So a forest is a place where a person's allowed to go into. Vigach Nifzafanus, a Nagar, Shlobashus. That's why if a person went into, let's say, a carpenter shop without permission, the nizzebik bikas, the tafkalo alpanov. Let's say a block of wood flies out by the carpenter and hits the guy and kills him. That guy be patamigalos. The nifnachim, but if he went in with permission in these cases, then if Reuben ends up killing Shimon, hareza gola, he would be able to make use of exile. So this is a famous case. Let's say a person's lifting up a barrel on a rope, like a pulley system, up to the roof. The nifsak hachavel and the roof and the rope breaks. The nafla chaver and it falls on Shimon. The Rav Gassal and kills him. Oh, shahaya ol besulam. Or let's say Reuben's climbing up a ladder. The nafla chaver and he falls down on Shimon. Vargo and kills him. Patur min hagalos. He doesn't get galos. Shezekim honest, because this is basically a killing out of his control. Who? Shenze davar karv lios b'rov ha'itim. It doesn't happen. It's a very uncommon thing to happen. Elo kamo pelahu. Rather, it's extraordinary. Avim ha'yam mishalshal ez ha'chavis, but let's say he's going ahead and lowering the barrel with a rope, enough ha'chaver, and it falls on Shimon, Vargas, and kills him. Or Reuven, ha'yor b'sulam, is going down the ladder, enough ha'chaver, and he falls on Shimon, Vargas, and kills him. Ha'yam ma'gav ma'gala, enough ha'chaver, Vargas. Or let's say he's, what do you call it, shining with a type of shining thing, and if like a polisher, and it falls on Shimon and kills him, gola, he gets golos, because it says, v'yapel alav v'yamos. It's got to fall the normal way of falling, so to speak. Because things that fall operating on normative laws of gravity, so to speak, of direction of gravity, will cause damage. Right? And it's normal it's going to happen. Shirei teva, hakavi, lebe, lamata, because it is the nature of a heavy object to fall down. Bimheiref, quickly. And the guy wasn't careful and act appropriately and make sure this couldn't happen. The shashuida, at the time of lowering it, you should get gullus. And this applies to other cases as well. 1 second. So cuts of Shahya Makatse, let's say a butcher's cutting meat, maybe Yada the Kofit and he's holding like a large knife or a cleaver and he rocks it backwards. They have zero shaver etzem kadershak savim osim, and he brings it forward to go ahead and break the bone. Kol shiyamus b'holacha shi hagba milafanav v'ridem achorav ina go'olav. So if anyone's killed as he draws the knife backwards, okay, where he lifts it in front of him, or he's causing it to go behind him, in all these situations, he doesn't get gullus if he kills someone. The kol shiyamus b'hachzara, but if he kills anyone when he's bringing it forward, shi aliyah machorav v'ridem lefanav, which is going backwards to forwards, then he gets gullus if he kills someone. Zeaklaw, this is the principle. Kol shebederach yirudaso gola. Anything that kills someone while it's descending, you get gullus for. Shlo bederach yirudaso, but if it's not descending, ain't a gola, you don't get gullus. Aliyah, and even if it is descending for the purpose of coming up again, that would not mean the person would get gullus as a result. Allah so what's an example? Ketzah. What does this mean? Haya ola b'sulam. So let's say a person's going up a ladder. Reuben's going up a ladder. Raglo, and one of the rungs gives out. The nafla and Reuben falls down. They nisan kill Shimon. Patur min hagalos. He doesn't get gullus. L'chein miskaven lizrok b'tzadzeh. So too, if a person went ahead and intended to throw, let's say, a ball in one way, the halachah b'tzad achren, it goes a different way. Or shahaisa eben munachas lebekeko. There was a stone on his chest area, below Hikarbam, Olam, didn't know it was there. Valmon, he stands up, enough blood falls down, and Nisan kills Shimon. So too, Bechain Asum, Shahar, Vishagal, so to a blind person who kills someone accidentally, called Ela Beturman and Gullus, none of these people get Gullus, and they Shahain Krov and Onus, because these are considered killings that are very similar to beyond their control. Bailach at Ezvav, Haisa Evan, Becheka, let's say he's got a stone in his chest, the Hikarba, and he knows it's there. The Shachlan, he forgets, the Amad, he stands up, enough blood, Misa, and it falls down and kills somebody, Goli gets Gullus. Never Bishagal. Because he had some knowledge of it. Nishmat Barzal Mikaso Baharag. Let's say the iron, what do you call it, falls off the axe and kills someone. He gets galus. Nishmat Barzal Min Eight Samispagea. Let's say what do you call it? Let's say the he's using an axe to chop a tree and the metal part falls off because they're chopping it in a gullet. Why Meishenze Mikoko Mikoko? Because it's not based on his axe force, but rather the force of the force. So and therefore it's like something on it beyond his control. So the person throws a large rock at a date tree, to make dates fall off, enough of a maltino, and let's say one of the dates falls off onto a baby, Vargo, and kills him, Potter, because that's coming from a force generated by his force. And this applies to all types of situations like this. That is Parak Vav, and we will continue with Parak Zayin next time.